Welcome to episode 62 of the Irish Pod Quiz with your host, Darren. The Irish Pod Quiz is a weekly mix of 20 general knowledge and Irish trivia questions for all the quiz lovers out there, because who doesn't love a good quiz? First up, there are 10 general knowledge questions, followed by 5 audio questions, and finally 5 questions relating to something topical. Don't forget to follow us and to tell all of your quiz-loving family and friends. So, without further ado, let's get quizzing. First up, as always, it's the general knowledge round. Question 1. Leixlip is a town in which county? Question 2. In darts, how many points is the outer green ring of the bullseye worth? Question 3. In geometry, what is the formula for the area of a circle? Question 4. Which member of Monty Python wrote and performed the song Always Look on the Bright Side of Life? Question 5. The Silver Chair and The Horse and His Boy are novels in which series of books? Question 6. Who plays the title role in the 2023 Ridley Scott film Napoleon? Question 7. In 1932, the Emu War took place in which country? Question 8. Treaty United are an Irish soccer club from which county? Question 9. Who was born Ramon Estevez on August the 3rd, 1940? And question 10, Jakarta is the capital city of which country? Well, that's it for the general knowledge round. Next up is the audio round. You are about to hear 5 clips of well-known songs whose title are not featured in the lyrics. There will be 2 points up for grabs here for each question. 1 for the title of the song. Again, the title does not feature in the lyrics, so a little bit tricky. So a point going for the title of the song, and another for the artist. The audio round, question 1. Standing in the dockets of Hampton, trying to get to Holland or France. The man in the Mac says you've got to go. Question 2. Question 3.
And prefer to touch you, 'cause I know that you feel me somehow. You're the closest to heaven that I'll ever be, and I don't wanna go home.
Question 4. And question 5. Now, with the upcoming release of the highly anticipated movie, Barbie fever seems to have taken over the internet. This week's topical round will focus on all things Barbara Millicent Roberts. The topical round, question 1. In what decade was Barbie introduced to the world? Question 2. Which company produces the Barbie doll? Question 3. Which band had a hit single with the song Barbie Girl in 1997? Question 4. In Toy Story 3, the Ken doll is voiced by which Batman actor? And finally, question 5, who directed the 2023 film Barbie? Well, that's it for the topical round, and that's it for this week's quiz. I'll be back with you in just a moment with the answers. Okay, and here are the answers. First up, the general knowledge round. Question 1. Leixlip is a town in County Kildare. Question 2. In darts, the outer green ring of the bullseye is worth 25 points. Question 3. Who remembers this from school? In geometry, the formula for the area of a circle is pi r squared, the r standing for radius. Question 4. That member of Monty Python who wrote and performed the song Always Look on the Bright Side of Life is Eric Idle, featured famously in the film Life of Brian. Incidentally, Eric Idle also performed the theme tune to the British sitcom One Foot in the Grave, which is quite cool. Question 5. Probably the least known two novels in this series of books, The Silver Chair and The Horse and His Boy, are in the Chronicles of Narnia. Question 6. I'm really looking forward to this film, the Ridley Scott film Napoleon, in which the title character will be played by Joaquin Phoenix. Question 7. Well, this one is hilarious. In 1932, the Emu War took place in Australia. Yes, back in 1932, the Australians waged war on the superfluous amount of emus that were destroying crops across the country. The so-called war lasted a month, a week, and a day, and the emus won, as it resulted in a minimal impact on the overall emu population. Fucking idiots. Question 8. Treaty United are an Irish soccer club from Limerick. There is a clue there in the name of the club, as Limerick is known as the Treaty County. Question 9. Ramon Estevez, born on August 3rd, 1940. Who is he better known as? Well, he has two famous sons. One of them is Emilio Estevez and the other is Charlie Sheen. Yes, it was Martin Sheen, his birth name being Ramon Estevez. Emilio Estevez took the birth name while Charlie Sheen took the famous name. Easy knowing which one of those was more talented. And question 10. Jakarta is the capital city of Indonesia. Now next up was the audio round, which was song titles missing from the lyrics. Yes, you heard 5 clips of songs in which the titles of the song do not feature anywhere in the lyrics. These can be really annoying, particularly because they're all well-known songs, so you kind of either know it or you don't. There were 2 points up for grabs here, 1 for the title of the song and 1 for the artist. So at question 1, we heard The Ballad of John and Yoko by The Beatles. At question 2, Song 2 by Blur. Question 3, I think everybody will have gotten this one, it was Iris by the Goo Goo Dolls. Question 4, Dilemma by Nelly and Kelly Rowland. And question 5 was Immigrant Song by Led Zeppelin. I'm sure some of you are now kicking yourselves with some of the answers to that round. Now finally we had the topical round, which was all about Barbie. Whose name we learned in a past episode of the Irish Pod Quiz is Barbara Millicent Roberts. Okay, question 1. The decade that Barbie was introduced to the world was the 1950s. In fact, it was 1959, so just about making it into the 50s there. Question 2. The Barbie doll is produced by Mattel, who have made an absolute fortune just from this doll alone, never mind any of its other creations. Question 3, the band that had a hit single with the song Barbie Girl in 1997, it was the Danish-Norwegian Euro-pop group Aqua. I remember having that CD when we were kids. They had one or two other hits, but none other as enduring as Barbie Girl. Question 4, in Toy Story 3, the Ken doll was voiced by which Batman actor? It was Michael Keaton. And finally, question 5, the 2023 film Barbie is directed by Greta Gerwig. I'm not sure how I feel about this Barbie film. I'll probably watch it at some stage just out of pure curiosity. I do think it's quite funny that it's coming out on the same day as Oppenheimer. Two very contrasting films. I see some people on the internet saying they're going to go see both on the same day in a phenomenon called Barbenheimer. Something that has been endorsed by Oppenheimer actor Cillian Murphy, who is saying you might need a bit of an uplift if you're going to see Oppenheimer first. Okay, and that's it for this week's quiz. So go give yourselves a mark out of 25, and please do get in touch and let me know how you got on. Talk to you next week, and happy quizzing. You can touch. You can touch.